Wednesday, July 20th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, before I get into today's issue and subject that we'll be talking about, I did want to mention the fact that from time to time we hear from listeners to Today in Perspective, and many times they offer us pretty good suggestions about issues and subjects to cover.
Tom, since we've been doing this podcast, we've developed some wonderful relationships. And by the way, very helpful relationships. We have some engaged listeners who are gracious to give us thoughtful affirmations and surfacing stories. I love our listeners that get into this with us. You and I called an audible at the line today when we came in because one of our listeners sent this and we said, oh my goodness, we do need to address this.
Harry, I want to take you to this story. It comes from Fox News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has filed a lawsuit against the Biden administration. He filed it last Thursday after the Department of Health and Human Services reiterated guidance this week that says doctors are required to perform an abortion if a pregnant woman's life is in danger.
We have noticed that this president and his administration has been absolutely consumed with commenting on, responding to, finding ways to do a workaround concerning the Supreme Court decision. Tom, you made the comment to me how the Democratic Party in general had celebrated on Roe and Casey and declared it the law of the land, which of course it's not. It's a judicial opinion concerning the law of the land. And this Supreme Court has seen what is patently obvious, that for 50 years we've had an opinion that's not constitutional at all. And so they have now returned the matter back to the states. And in the comments of this executive administration, there are some things that I believe this lawsuit exposes about the administration. This Dobbs case is now becoming a platform for the Democratic Party. First of all, President Biden continually declares initiatives, considers executive orders, and makes comments that are not consistent with the opinion. The opinion has not removed abortion from America. I wished it had, but it has not. What it did is, quote, turn back the clock. It went back to 1973, and they put this issue back in the hands of states, which is where it was. Number two, Tom, the Attorney General and the state of Texas is responding to an initiative that is coming from the direction of the President through Secretary of Health and Human Services, Javier Becerra. Now, federal funds are going to be used to not only fund, but to require medical services to be provided for abortions in various cases, including the well-being of the pregnant woman. The reality is the state law of Texas has already accommodated that. It's called medical triage. If a pregnant woman is there and you're treating her in case of her life medically and you lose the child, that is not considered an elective abortion. What we're dealing with are elective abortions in the state of Texas and the other states. They again are mischaracterizing the states, and what the president and his administration and Javier Becerra are trying to do is just open up this window of the well-being of the woman, whereas the state of Texas deals with it in terms of the life of the woman. If you're just concerned about the protection of a woman's life in a crisis pregnancy, that's already covered. It's unnecessary. What's clearly being done is to put language in place that allows for the broadening of the concept of saving the life of a woman in a crisis pregnancy to elective abortions as to the quote-unquote well-being of the woman who is pregnant. Thirdly, all of these responses that are, I believe, purposefully deceptive and inaccurate are there in order to create an election issue in the upcoming midterm elections and in the soon-to-come next presidential election. In other words, he's trying to take us away from issues such as inflation, immigration, and the unbelievable expansion of crime in general, but violent crime in particular. In other words, he wants to avoid having to be accountable for the policies he has in place that is creating this economic, moral, social, and political chaos that we are experiencing in our nation, and create this as the next campaign issue. Tom, finally, we have been on a trajectory that was enhanced by COVID-19 and the policies that were put in place and the overall movement of our nation toward a centralized authoritarian government that takes away constitutional rights, that takes away the power that is invested in the states and begins to centralize it in the federal government. This Dobbs ruling has clearly taken us back to the constitutional integrity that the federal government can only do what the Constitution says that it can do, and the states have agreed on that, so that these United States are united around a Constitution, not a federal government. The federal government is an apparatus. It is not the focal point, and the federal government doesn't declare rights. It is the codified rights of the Constitution that are given by God. They are God-given rights that the government is to protect. In other words, this comes back to the Christian world and life view, and this is where we'll end today. Our founding fathers did not want a centralized government around one individual, a monarchy, around a group of influential individuals, an oligarchy, did not want it in the hands of a mob, that is unfettered democracy, nor did they want anarchy, every man does what's right in his own eyes. What our founding fathers wanted was a free republic in which the law is king, the Constitution, and you keep the power as close to the people as possible. At a state level, the federal government can only do what the Constitution allows it to do, or the states determine it can do, or by amendment to the Constitution. And this ruling not only goes after the depravity of elective abortions, but also the ruling affirms the accountability of the federal government to the states through the Constitution. And that's why the executive branch is attempting to do a power grab around the legislature. You don't impose abortion through the executive branch of the government. If you want this to be a genocidal nation, then you need to have it codified by the Congress, who are answerable to the people who elect them, and are a constitutional amendment. Don, my last thought is this. The reason our founding fathers wanted liberty ordered by law, that is freedom under self-control, was because of the impact of the Great Awakening from 1735 to 1765. They knew the sinfulness of men, and government was there to not convert sinners, it's not the church, but to restrain sin, for the freedoms of the people to be engaged without anarchy. That's one of the geniuses, which is why de Tocqueville was right. We need vibrant, vital, faithful churches that are on mission, on message, and in ministry to restrain the inevitable death spiral of depravity from the hearts of men, particularly when they get in control and in power, because power corrupts the depraved heart. Increasing power increasingly corrupts. What we need is the salt and light of the gospel ministry at work through the churches in this nation. Tom, that's why our attempt to put constitutional republics in other nations doesn't work. They don't have what we had, which are the blessings of gospel awakenings in the context of our nation. That is absolutely crucial. So, church, let's do our work to make disciples. And government, you do your job, and that is the executive branch. You administer the verities of the Constitution. Legislators pass law, and the judicial branch is to make opinions. But the final court of appeals in our nation is not the president and his policies and his administration, but the Constitution itself.
There are a number of ways you can stay in touch with Harry Reader. The best way is by downloading the Briarwood app. With this app, you'll have access to audio, video, and written resources that will challenge and encourage your walk in the Lord Jesus Christ. Go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. The app is yours at no cost. And as Harry was talking about earlier, we'd love to hear from you. Write to us at inperspective@briarwood.org. We'll do stop by again tomorrow, Thursday. as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.